I'm sure for many parents across the area of Yorkshire, you'll be familiar with the chat about where to live in accordance to which schools your children will end up going to. And it's something you're probably considering if you've got toddlers and they're about to go to primary school, and particularly if they're a little bit older and it's time to move on to big school. And here to talk to us about it, I have Esther Shaw. Hello, Esther.
Hello, hello.
And also have Graham Seller. Hello, Graham.
Hello.
Now, I've seen a statistic that a third of people in Yorkshire and the Humber have either bought or rented a new property in order to get into that desired school. What do you think this is showing, and why have you done this research?
Well, this is showing that kind of the length that parents will go to get their children into the desired school. So Santander Mortgages has carried out this research, I mean, showing that a third of parents will buy a new home or rent a new home to make sure they get into that correct area to get their kids into the right schools. I mean, that's a huge amount of parents making that sort of life decision. And it comes at a price. I mean, because often these schools are in quite sought-after areas, you are paying a premium on a property. And the research shows that premium for Yorks and Humber is almost £16,000, which is a huge price to pay for that decision.
And that's per property, is it?
Yes, it is. It is.
That's a big chunk of money, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, at a time when household budgets are definitely sort of stretched to the limits, that is an awful lot of money to be paying. But at the same time, you want the best for your child. You want them to go on and be successful. So it's a big decision to make, and definitely, you know, quite a big sacrifice in financial terms.
What do you think the advice should be then? If there are people who, it's all fine if you've got an extra lump sum of £16,000 sat there in your bank account wanting to be spent, then that's fine. You can go and you can move house and you can get into the school that you want to. If that is a real struggle and a real stretch, what is the advice?
The most important thing to remember is a mortgage is a long-term commitment. So it's probably the longest term financial commitment you're going to make. And you, as you say, they're £15,500 or £16,000 extra on a property. The average property in the region is around about 157. So it's 10% more. And I think before you make that purchase, before you decide, I want that house next to that school for my children, you've got to make sure you can afford it. And you've got to make sure that it's the right thing for you, because there's nothing worse than overstretching yourself and causing yourself financial problems elsewhere to try and chase something on the other side. So our guidance would be, go online, check the calculators, check how much extra it's going to cost you a month, how much more, you know, is it going to cost you over the term of the mortgage, etc., and make sure you can afford it.
Because I guess the reality is, if you go into something like that you can't afford, later on in the year or the years to come, you're going to have to say to your children, no, sorry, we can't do that day out, we can't go for that weekend there, we can't have a summer holiday or buy that thing for you, because you go to that school and we pay extra money for a mortgage. That's kind of a sad decision to come to, really.
Absolutely. And when you look at a mortgage, it's not about the interest rates today, because interest rates today are historically low. You know, 2-year fixes are, you know, 1 or 2%. But it's if interest rates rise in the next few years and you have to pay more each month, and can you afford that? And obviously lenders make sure they look forward thinking to make sure you can afford those mortgages in the future if rates do rise. But you've got to consider your own situation and make sure you can afford that if that happens. But you're absolutely right. There's nothing worse than having something which you can't afford to do and have to lose other parts of, you know, your childhood relationships with the children, doing things like holidays, etc.
So where can people go then? If there's someone who's listening and thinks, oh, that's me, I'm about to think about moving house, or I've just said, yes, I'll do an extra 10 hours a week. What is the advice and where can somebody go for that?
Yeah, so the research has been done by Santander Mortgages. So if you go online to the Santander website, you click on the little tab at the top which says mortgages, there's loads of calculators on there, so you can actually put in your own information, your income, your expenditure, etc. You can look at rates, you can look at different terms, different repayment methods, and just understand how much more it's going to cost you, because if you are going to spend up to 10% more on a property to get into a catchment area, then we would really recommend that you take your time and understand what you're getting yourself into.
Perfect. Esther Shaw and Graham Seller, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.